This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The CDC on Sunday said it recommends canceling or postponing events like conferences, sporting events, and weddings that have 50 people or more. U.S. President Trump has told the American people to just relax and refrain from hoarding supplies. Meanwhile, the medical impact of the new coronavirus is coming into sharper focus as it continues its spread in what is now officially recognized as a pandemic. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
COVID-19's true fatality rate isn't yet known, but Dr. Anthony Fauci at the National Institutes of Health says it appears 10 times higher than the flu. While most people have had mild to moderate illness and recovered, it's more serious for the elderly and those who have other health problems. Some 60% of adults in the U.S. have at least one underlying health condition, and 42% have two or more. Most people get fever and cough, sometimes fatigue or shortness of breath, and recover after about 2 weeks. Chinese scientists report about 15% have developed severe disease, including pneumonia. I'm Ben Thomas.
And the governor of the state of Illinois has now announced a drastic step to help contain the spread of the new coronavirus. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has those details.
Illinois' governor is heeding the warning from federal health officials who say Americans really need to hunker down more to help slow the spread of the coronavirus to not overwhelm the medical system. So J.B. Pritzker announced a major step to keep people home.
I am ordering all bars and restaurants in the state of Illinois to close to the public as of the close of business Monday night.
Earlier, he blasted the Trump administration because of long lines of returning international passengers at O'Hare Airport, where some 3,000 people were crammed together in the customs area. Very close contact that's discouraged for health safety. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. New travel restrictions and border closures have reverberated across Europe and beyond as daily life increasingly grinds to a halt as countries try to slow the spread of the virus. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
Poland restored checks on its land borders with Germany, the Czech Republic, Lithuania and Slovakia as it responded to the spread of the coronavirus in Europe. Roads and public spaces were deserted in Barcelona as Spain's nationwide lockdown began. Lina Maria Kochetov, a Brazilian-German runner, says she was told not to run and only walk for an hour maximum.
We thought that we need to stop to run by tomorrow, yeah, and that we are allowed to run today. And that they said that starting by today, we are just allowed to leave our home for the basic things.
Meanwhile, in London, supermarkets were packed as local residents stockpile essentials, including pasta, rice and toilet roll. I'm Zaria Shackley.
In U.S. politics, COVID-19 was a major topic between former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders during a one-on-one debate. VOA's Marissa Melton.
The last two major U.S. Democratic presidential candidates, former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, held a one-on-one debate Sunday in an empty TV studio with supporters limited to watching the debate on television because of coronavirus concerns. The viral outbreak was at the top of the agenda, with each candidate laying out what he would do if he were president during such a crisis. Sanders has been pushing a single-payer health care plan. He said his plan would provide free treatment for those afflicted with coronavirus. Biden said he would authorize government funding to pay for the treatment. Each candidate said he would campaign for the other if his own bid for the nomination failed. Biden said if he gets the Democratic nomination, he will pick a woman as a running mate. Sanders said he would, in all likelihood, pick a woman. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Russia and Turkey cut short their first joint patrol in Syria's Idlib province on Sunday after rebels and civilians opposed a ceasefire agreement cut off a main roadway to the path. The patrol on the M4 highway in Idlib province was the result of a March 5th ceasefire accord between Moscow and Ankara, which back opposing sides. In Syria's 9-year war, the ceasefire has largely held since. Lebanon will temporarily shut its airport borders and ports from Wednesday until March 29th as part of a state of health emergency to combat coronavirus. Lebanon will also close all non-essential public institutions and ask that most private companies suspend work and people remain in their homes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.